This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
There's a whole lot in our culture I'd cancel if I could. Instead of banning books, I'd ban gerrymandering for good. The rich would feed the poor like the good Lord said they should. And every child, without exception, would feel loved and understood. No more whitewashing our history when the truth will set us free. No more watching corporate profits soar while people sink into poverty. No more telling kids they're flawed because you think that your God would. There's a whole lot in our culture I'd cancel if I could. There's a whole lot in our culture we should cancel right away. Instead of banning saying gay, we should ban racist holidays. Teachers should get to teach without worrying about their pay, or if they'll have shooter that they'll have to keep at bay. No more kids in bulletproof backpacks, it's a school, not a war. No more pretending that machine guns are what the Second Amendment was for. No more doing nothing because it's easier most days. Yeah, there's a whole lot in our culture we should cancel right away. We could cancel if we tried. Instead of banning abortions, we could trust women to decide. Every size and shape of body could be normalized, and every type of mental illness could finally be destigmatized. No more squeezing and contorting into boxes we don't fit. No more saying that we're fine when we're not, but scared to admit it. No more telling little boys it's better not to cry. Yeah, there's a whole lot in our culture we can cancel if we try. We've been marching in these streets, singing we shall overcome, praying all the world would give up all their bombs and all their guns. I just want peace of every kind for the whole world tonight. And to believe that Martin was right, we can drive out the darkness with the light. Drive out the darkness. Drive out the darkness. We can drive out the darkness with the light. Drive out the darkness. Drive out the darkness. We can drive out the darkness with the light.
I am absolutely in love with that artist, Chris Matthews, and her brand new song, Cancel Culture. I heard that night after night, and it was moving each time I heard it. We were on tour in Colorado and California, and I'm looking forward to doing that again with you, Chris. I hope you're listening, and just know how inspiring you are to so many people out there. Chris is originally from Virginia and is now living in Tennessee in Nashville. She blends Americana, folk, roots, blues, bluegrass, you name it. A very multi-talented artist and a good friend. Right now, another good friend is on the show, and this guy has been around for a very long time. He's one of the first that I met in the Canadian music industry when I was signed as an 18-year-old kid on a publishing venture. This is Tom Wilson from Hammertown, Steeltown, Hamilton, Ontario, and a brand new track called Death Row Love Affair, right here on the Jukebox.
cafe, skin popping joy and freedom, angel flying high above the skyline, and I'm a red eye going home. Who's kidding who about where it all goes? Some speed away, some are going down slow. I'm going nowhere. Down in this death row love affair.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Oh,
from Stoic. Stoic is considered electric powwow techno. Really cool stuff. The song you just heard here on the jukebox was Werewolf. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. We have music coming up from Everything O'Shawn, and this is a Afro-fusion artist, hip-hop artist, actor, songwriter, and it's really cool. From Nigerian and Jamaican roots, we're going to hear a tune called Odima. The mystic woman herself is on the show, Erica Badu with Didn't Ya Know. Love her groove. She's got a song that just keeps on keeping on, you know what I mean? Also, the root song that she's on is so great, but I just love listening to Erica Badu. So she's coming up on the show. Coraline James is also on the show. Coraline is from Kitchener, Ontario, self-described as a forest gremlin who makes music from the woods. Ooh, I like it. Unholy Prayer is a song that is coming up on the show. But Beatrice Deer is on the show as well. And she is of Inuk and Mohawk heritage. And this is amazing. You're going to love it. Here is Sanuva on the Jukebox by Beatrice Deer.
Done all I can.
For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Thank you. Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.